Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Me'ila, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Vav, Ha'arla, V'klaya Kerem, it's Darfin Zem Zeh. What's Arla? Arla, the parents of the tree during the first 3 years after the tree is planted. Derasar B'Yachila and Behana. Can't eat them or derive any pleasure from it. How much Arla do you have to eat to be Chayiv? And the answer is a Kazayis, like most Isuri Achila. V'klaya Kerem, what's Klaya Kerem? Grain or vegetables that were planted in a vineyard. Whatever grows over there is aser both, again, bi'achila and behana. Now it's aser minatar to plant it that way. And the person who does it is over on the Yisr of Klai Akerem. The grapes, the tfuah, the vegetables that grow here are aser behana. And here too, the shear of Klai Akerem to Bichayev Malkasan is a kazayis. Now the din is mitzdarf and zeh mzeh. You can combine the two for the shear of kazayis. Someone had half a shear of this and half a shear of that, says the Batanura, he's going to get Malkus. So the Gemara deals with this. I mean, how can you say it? I thought they're two separate Isurim and you can't combine it. So the Gemara says this goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds all things that you can't eat fall under the category of Leisaychol Kol Te'eva. So really, it's all one Isur. That's why, according to Rabbi Meir, you could combine Arla and Klaya Karen. But according to the other Tanoim, you can't. Remember what we learned in Mishnah Gimel? Even the Nevel of a Behemoth Tahira and the Nevel of a Behemoth Tamei you can't combine. There's another pshat in the Batanura that Mitzdarfin means something else. The din is, if Arla or Klaya Kerem falls into food that's mutter, you know how much you need to be Mevatlet? You need 200 times heterodic of food, Kenega the Isserdic of food. So one piece of Arla will only become batel if it falls into 200 times heter. So the Mishnah is telling us, according to the second Mishnah of the Batanura, that if both Arla and Klai fell into heterodic of food, and there was 200 times the amount to be mevatel either the Arla or the Klai, if all I had was Arla here, I would say there's 200 times the amount of heter. If all I had was Klai Akarim over here, there's 200 times the amount of heter. But because they both fell in, I don't have 200 times the amount of the combination of the Arla and Klai Akerem over here, the sum total of the two. And that's what it means, her Arla of a Klai Akerem, it starts from Zeh Mzeh, you would need 200 times for both, as if it's one entity. Zok the Mishnah Vayte, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Eina mitzdarfin, Arla and Klayim are not combined. Let's go back to the first pshat. When the Tanakhama said, her Arla of a Klai Akerem, it starts from Zeh Mzeh, what did he mean? Half a kazayas of Arla, half a kazayas of Klai Akerem, the Itzel is Chayav Malkus. It combines to a kazayas. So according to that pshat, Rav Shimon says, Eina mitzarefet. And what that means is, you don't have to be mitzarefet. Rabbi Shimon holds, one would be Chayav Malkus even for eating less than a kazayas. In regard to all Isurim, yes, that's what Rav Shimon holds. So we don't have a shear of kazayas for anything? Yeah, legaba carbon. To bring a carbon chattas, you would have to eat a kazayas of whatever he ate. But in regard to malchus, Reb Shimon holds one is chayiv malchus even for eating a drop. So he says, you're talking about whether you can combine the earl and the klai karam. You don't have to combine it. Even if it's less than a shear, one would be chayiv either way. And if someone had half a kazayas of earl and half a kazayas of klai karam, according to Reb Shimon, you'd be chayiv malchus twice. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov over here, the Tveras Yisrael, that's how they explain this Mishnah, and that's how the Gemara explains it. Reb Shimon ha-me'ena mitzarefet means you don't have to be mitzarefet. But let's talk about the other pshat. The Batanura's second pshat. Let's say the Tanakhama said, Arla v'klei akerem, mitzarefen zeh zeh. And if they fall into a mixture, I need 200 times the combination of Arla and Klai Akerem. Again, kazayas of Arla fell in, I have 200 kazayasim of heter. That wouldn't have been a problem. But now a kazayas of Klai Akerem fell in. So I have 200 zayasim of heter connected to Klai Akerem. But I don't have 200, the amount of heter connected to the combination of both the Arla and Klai Akerem. I would need 400. Because I have two kazayasim of Isser here. And that's what the Mishnah means, according to the Tanakhama, that Arla and Klai Akerem are mitzdarf and zemzeh. Yes, you would need 400 times the amount of two kazayasim, if there was a kazayas of each. And on this, Shimon Oimer Einon Mitzdarfin. Being that these are two separate Isurim, Orla and Klaya Karen. So Reb Shimon says, no, you need 200 times the amount for each. If there's a Kezias of Orla, and there's a Kezias of Klaya Karen, and it's fell into 200 times, 200 kezesim. And come to the Rav. The Rav says, there's two separate shilas over here. You're asking me what happens with Erla when it falls into 200 times the amount of heter? Mutter. You're asking me what's the deal with Klaya Karim when it falls into 200 times the amount of heter? Mutter. The fact that you have both, each one becomes mutter with 200 times. One thing has nothing to do with the other. That's how Rav Shimon would paskin. Now, if it's liquidy, so it would be measured with, do I have enough in the heter to be mevatel the tam, the taste? But either way, this is the point. If there's enough to be mevatel each one separately, it's enough. I don't have to say, no, I combined the two to form one iser, as I held Reb Shimon. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. First, a quick hagdam. Certain types of people that are tummy, who lean on a keli, which is made for that. It could be a chair, a bed, they're leaning, sitting, laying, on a keli that's made for that purpose. Even without touching it, there's something in between. That keli becomes an avatoma, and it is mitame odam or kelim that touch it. A person or a keli that touches this becomes a rishon l'tum. So without getting into the many details, Be'ez Hashem Yisbrach, we'll be learning Masechtas Taharas, but Eibush says help. But for now, just understand that there's a set of tumah called midras. This is basically what it is. For a piece of cloth to get tumas midras, it depends what it's made out of. Habeged, cloth, standard material that's made out of either wool or linen. So the din by cloth is, in order for it to become tumah, tumas midras, it would have to be, the minimum size would have to be 3x3. That means 3x3 tfachim. My tefach is like a fist. That's the amount of cloth that you would need for tumas midras to be chal on it. That's a type of tumah. V'hasak, sak is made out of the hair of goats. Its shear to be metamez would have to be a minimum of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So what if I have less than 3x3 of a beged and less than 4x4 of a sack, but I put it together? So I am going to have the shear of Kabbalah Satumah of the easier one, which is the beged. The reason it's easier is because you need a bigger shear. When it comes to Tumah, the bigger the shear you need, the more lenient it is. The smaller it is to be Mekabel Tumah, so that's a chumrah. So a little bit of a bag, a little bit of a sack, is going to give me the shear of 4x4 tefachim for the sack, but not the shear of 3x3 for the bag. The same is true, says the Mishnah Vayter, hasak v'ha'ar. The shear to be mekabel tuma for hide is 5x5 tefachim. So again, the baget is 3x3, that's the shear of baget. The shear of sack is 4x4, and the shear of ar is 5x5. So if you have a little bit of sack, a little bit of R, and together you have the shear of 5x5, you'll have the shear for the R. And for that matter, R, the hamapats. What's a mapats? Mapats is like a mat, machzeles. You know how much of that you need? 6x6. So R, the hamapats, mitzdarfen zemze. The mapats itself doesn't have 6x6, but together with the R, there would be 6x6. So that's enough for the mapots, but not for the R, only for the easier one. Easier one means the bigger one. Shimon and Reb Shimon says, really, why should we be able to connect it? They don't have the same shiurim. A beged has a shear of 3x3, the sack has a shear of 4x4, the hide, leather is a kind of hide, is the shear of 5x5, the mapots are 6x6. How can you be mitzar of things that don't have the same shear? And we said before, if it doesn't have the same shear, you can't connect it, you can't combine it. Zakrib Shim, and Reb Shim is answering his own question. Here, even though they don't have the same shear, you could combine it. because they have a common denominator. Ibn Shain Ru'uyin Latami Maishav, this they all have. So like we explained earlier, what does this mean? It's this Tumas Midras that we mentioned about beforehand. Azav or certain other people with a similar Tumah, if he's going to either sit down or lie down, or even lean, support his weight, on something that's usually used for sitting, lying, or supporting your weight on it, a chair or a bed, it gets this Tumah. It's Tumas Maishav, which is a Harba Tumah. And by all these things, it's Shaykh Tumas Maishav. That's the combining factor over here. That's the reason you could be Mitzaref, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Okay, let's chaz over our Mishnah over here. Mesechtes Me'ila, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Arla, perishing the first 3 years, and Klaya Kerem, Tfu or Yerek, that was planted in a vineyard. It's also Bechilu Bahana, but Mitzarfin Zemze, half a shear of this and half a shear of that, it does form together. It's combined, and the person will be Chayav Malkus. Shimon says, Einam Mitzarfin, but we explained that the Gemara explains these words, Einam Mitzarfin, you don't have to combine them. Because if Shimon holds, you would be Chayav on these things, a person would be Chayav on these things, even less than a Kazais. There was another Pshat in the Batanura. What does the Arla Vaklayim Mitzarfin Zem Zem mean? They're normally, if either Arla or Klayim fall into something else, you would need 200 times the amount to say that it's okay. So what if I have 200 times the amount of the Arla that fell in? And I have 200 times the amount of the Klai Karim that fell in. But if I'm going to combine the Arla and the Klai Karim together, I don't have 200 times the amount for both of them. So the Tanakhama says, well, then you can't eat anything. Because you need 200 times whatever the total is of the Arla and the Klai Karim. And Rav Shimon says, no. They're separate Isurim. If you have 200 times connected the Arla and you have 200 times connected the Klaya Karim, I don't have to add the two together and have 200 times the amount of both. Then we said there are different Begadim are subject to Tumah, but depending on the nature of the Begad, they have to be a certain size, a minimum size. For a Begad that's made out of wool or linen, the shear to be makabel tumas midras is 3 by 3 tvachim. For a sack that's cloth that's made out of the hairs of a goat, the shear is 4 by 4 tvachim. For hide, the shear is 5 by 5. For a mat, the shear is 6 by 6. What if I have a little bit of this and a little bit of that? So we said mitznarfen zeh amzeh for the easier shear. Let's say you have a little bit of bag, a little bit of sack, so you could combine it to get the shear of 4 by 4 for the sack. Same is true for the other ones. Rav Shimon says, really? They have different shiurim. You shouldn't be able to combine it. The reason you could combine it is because they have one thing in common. They are all roi letame moishav, and that means that certain types of tumah, that person who has that kind of tumah sits on it or leans on it or lays on it, and it's miyuchad lekach, it's made for that. It receives this high level of tumah called timas medrash. So being that it has that in common, that's the reason you could connect one to the other.